Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it is the Build Up Show. Liverpool taking on West Ham United Wednesday, 7:45, Premier League at the London Stadium. Before we dive into it, this show is brought to you in association with Football Index. You get to trade on your football knowledge by buying and selling shares in various football players. I've been issued a £1,000 challenge to raise some money for charity. I'm going to give you an update on how my portfolio is going later in the show. Gentlemen, though, yes, back to Premier League action for the Mighty Reds. Mr. Ross Chanley.
Hi.
We actually never lost at the London Stadium, played three games there. The draw there last year, though, is one of those few isolated fixtures where, you know, like there's like three or four fan bases who think they cost Liverpool the league last season. There's Man City, there's Everton, there's West Ham, there's Leicester. Yeah. It means, if nothing else, it's one of those results from last season that it's a tangible one that we can improve upon.
Yeah, and that's sort of motivational tool that they need to go and win this Premier League, which we've seen so far. If Klopp doesn't go for draws anymore, and you know the players there came so close, we've seen loads of performances. You know, Sadio Mane, I don't think he'll be involved, but you know the springboard that he's got on this season of just dragging games by the scruff of the neck and going forward, I think it's an incentive for all the players to top on that. West Ham aren't in the best form currently either. You know, Moyes, he's not. He said, "I'll come here to win." I think he's lost four games so far.
Well, they've not won. They've not won a league since the first of January.
So it's, essentially, it's a good time to go and play them. You have to caveat that with, you know, everyone wants to go and beat Liverpool, but I guess Liverpool will have enough quality to go out there and beat them.
It's interesting, Ben, because we're now in this last little spell. We've looked at Liverpool's fixtures and we've come out the other side of the really, 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 really difficult ones. Obviously, United, Spurs, Wolves in that clutch of games that we said we emerge out of that unscathed. Then it's on. You know, Liverpool's lead at the top of the league is monumental at the moment. We still, this is the game in hand though. This is the real opportunity for us to cement what it is. You know, it'd be 19 points would it if we win this game. But we've seen with the fallout from the FA Cup and this notion of obviously the winter break is very much looming. I do wonder whether this represents a challenge because we're all like this. When you've got your holiday on the horizon, it is very difficult to maintain the same levels of motivation.
Yeah, it's a good point because obviously, you know, we've talked, didn't we, on the final word about the attitude towards the replay. I think the attitude to this game and the Southampton game is very much, well, from the manager, it'll be to the players, look, just give me everything you can. You know, but on the same flip side as what you were just saying, you know, you've got something to work towards to. You just put it in for this week. And then you've got the time off. You know, I'm giving you the time off that I promised because you're not going to play in that replay. Yep. You know, you're going to have that full 2 weeks off. You can go and do whatever you want. But West Ham, in particularly, because it is that extra game that you know that not everybody has at this point. You know, and Southampton, give me what you can for these two games, and then you can reap the rewards of sitting on the beach in Ibiza for a week at the end of it.
It's a kick in the teeth if they win this game to the likes of Leicester and Man City, who probably still have that little glimmer of hope. Mm. You know, if it was Man City in this lead, I think we'd all go, well, it's done and dusted. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, City have been in this position before, not so much the gaps, the difference in the points, but like they feel like they've still got something to prove in this Premier League. You go 19 points clear, you don't go, oh, what's the point, for fuck's sake, but you can kind of, it's demoralising, isn't it, for them?
Yeah, and there's a potential complacency factor here, isn't there, Jack? You know, it's all well and good going. And like I said this about the FA Cup stuff, it's easy to get motivated for a game against Everton. It's harder to get motivated for a game against the League One side. And I'm not, look, this the difference between Wolves and West Ham is not that. Two Premier League teams, still a tough, you know, still a tough place to go away from home, West Ham. They have got some good players. David Moyes, you know, he's got a real motivation. You know, he's not got no love for us. But you've got to guard against this, because even like Southampton are in good form, maybe your attention slips towards that, or maybe there is a temptation to think, well, it is done and dusted. We've played all the hard games, so now we've got all these easy games. They're only easy games if you make them easy games.
Yeah, 100%. And at this time of year, teams like West Ham are even harder to play because they're fighting at the bottom of the league. And I remember a few seasons ago, West Ham were kind of a bogey team for us. Going to the Bowling would be difficult. Obviously, we've not lost at the London Stadium yet, and I hope that continues. But it's not going to be an easy game. You know that they've got a game in hand. This is their chance for them to sort of pull away from that bottom.
Well, they're in big trouble, aren't they? Yeah. Chris is going to be doing the Oppo preview a little bit later on in the show, but you know they are looming ominously over the drop zone. There was that graphic that came out prior to around December time, and it's all about Everton and West Ham. They'd had relatively easy starts to the season, and from then it got more and more difficult. This isn't a banker for, you know, this is not what something that they'll be looking to pick points up in, but you're dead right, it being that game in hand, it gives them opportunity. Look, if they were to beat us, it sends them up to, okay, only 15th, but it does give them that little bit of a little bit of a cushion.
Especially with how poor Bournemouth and Norwich have been in particular. Yeah. You know, Villa are starting to sink, Burnley haven't been great either. I know obviously they went and beat United last week, but you know, that's the encouragement that they'll take. If they can pull off a win here and get themselves onto 26, you know, Bournemouth are going to struggle. You know, Bournemouth continue to struggle, and West Ham, you know, particularly with the change of manager, you know, they were big, weren't they, the West Ham players, on wanting Moyes back, which I thought was interesting, like that they asked. You know, and you know, roll your eyes, shake your eyes at Moyes, but if the players, if that, shake your eyes at Moyes. But if that's, you know, if that's what the players feel that they responded better to, and that they you know, they asked for David Moyes to be back in charge, then you can't really argue.
It's not going well so far, is it?
No.
It's not even just that though. This time of a season for a team like West Ham, a point is important for them, and fighting for a point for them at home against Liverpool will turn their season around, and it's one of them games where I don't think we'll slip up because we're just unstoppable at the minute this season.
We've got triple amount of points, nearly.
Yeah. But I mean, we need to take it seriously.
But that's the point of it about everything, and that's what Liverpool's run this season is not constructed on. We've got better players than you. It's constructed on the fact that we're a better organised team. We've got, you know, we've got a good system, we've got a good method of playing, but we're ultra committed to the cause in what we do, and that's where West Ham are in a really awkward position at the moment, and their fan base is on the brink of breaking. You know,
they always are. They,
yeah, you know, no, but but they have moments. You know, I mean, you know, not too far removed from things looking quite rosy, looking like they might kick on under Pellegrini, but they, in terms of the way the structure, in terms of the way the club's running. Look, I was there in the London Stadium three seasons ago now when, you know, their fans were fighting each other literally in the seats. I've never seen anything like it. And that's, I mean, sounds bad, but this is the thing that Liverpool need to capitalise on, and we failed to capitalise on this last season, and it did cause us to stumble a little bit. We've got to go there, and we've got to pour absolutely every ounce of energy into this, and let them be the agents of their own demise after the fact. One player I think is worth having an interesting chat on. We'll do more on the team poke after the break, Ross. But Fabinho, most of us, you know, there was a strong conversation prior to the Man United game about, does he just come straight back in to this team? This isn't even a Jordan Henderson conversation at the moment. Fabinho is in that really awkward position now where, for me, he needs to be ready for Atletico. We've still got a bit of time to that game. He's going to need football to get him back up to that, because he looks miles off the pace at the moment.
Yeah, he looked like a rabbit in the headlights yesterday, didn't he? I think probably not helped by, you know, playing midfield with Curtis Jones and Kira Vea, which, you know, was no discredit to them, but I think you can add that to it, can't you? Kind of support him, but he just looked completely lost. Kira Vea looked to play like his role. He was a lot deeper, wasn't he? Where, I don't know what's been, but he just looked completely lost. So that's match fitness, match sharpness, you know, getting used to playing with the ball again in competitive football. There's no need to go and risk him. Why would you change something, you know, that's working for Liverpool? I'd love to see him back in there. I think he's, you know, he's the best defensive midfielder in the Premier League for me. But if he's not ready, don't go and chuck him in. You just spoke about, you know, taking risks and not being complacent in football games. Don't go and put him in just for the sake of getting some minutes. You know, if you're in a situation where, you know, this might happen, if you two goals up in, you know, 10, 15 minutes, get him in there, get him playing with Henderson, Wijnaldum and all the first team players. and do equally do the same at Southampton at the weekend.
Yeah, I think this is a game where you don't. I don't think you need Fabinho for this one. No. Ben, I think he's played a bit of football, played a fair bit of football now in the last few games, and then I think Southampton probably is a game where you maybe need him for, because you know the way they press, the way they get in your faces. And obviously, good to get him back on the pitch at Anfield as well. Maybe you keep him. He's a bench option for this one, but you get him ready.
I agree. I think the management of his return will benefit better if he misses this one, given that he played 90 minutes on Sunday, just a week off again. You know, if you can help it, maybe he comes on, gets 15, 20 minutes here. You know, like he did against Wolves, and then he starts on Saturday, and then you've got your winter break again for him to go off and recuperate and just, you know, get, you know, his work back. It feels like that makes more sense, especially with the form Henderson's in and the fact that he had no involvement against Shrewsbury at the weekend. But at the end of the day, we play Thursday and we're playing Wednesday, so there's pretty much a full week's gap for the majority of the players that get played against Wolves. That shouldn't be a problem. And the likes of Jordan Henderson, particularly the vein of form that he's in, should be able to come in and just be fine for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, we're going to pick up on what we think Liverpool are going to do in terms of starting 11 after the break, but it is time for the Football Index update. Hey everyone, it's the Football Index update. I have become a trader on the football stock market. I've been given £1,000 by the people of Football Index to put into my portfolio. The proceeds that I generate from this are going to be going to a charity of your choice and my choice at the end of the run. Here's how my portfolio is going so far. I gave you the initial update prior to the FA Cup game. I did say that it might be a big weekend, particularly for Curtis Jones, and that is proven so. As I can see, he's now trading at £2.49, up from £2.11 when we brought him in. So very, very good indeed. And Trent's up as well. I think this is a little bit of a residual from his great performance in the Premier League the week before that. Everywhere else across the board, not so good. Still no uptick for Kai Havertz, still no uptick for Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Joe Gomez, and of course the injured Sadio Mane. So it leaves me with some real decisions to make here. Please let me know what you think I should be doing with this. And bear in mind, I've still got the pot there. At the minute, it stands at £203.03 that we can put into additional players. It has been suggested that just going for the likes of Kylian Mbappe might be a good shout. But the best thing for you to do in this situation to help me is head over to the Football Index YouTube channel. I appeared on their podcast the other week. In the comments section of that, list me three players that you think I should be putting some of this dough into to try and boost the coffers, so to speak. And is there anyone, you can leave this in the comments section below this, who you think I should be moving on from this? Is it time to maybe move on from Ox and Gomez and put it elsewhere in the Liverpool squad, or should I be spreading a little bit further afield? Curtis Jones is fine. Is this maybe the time to move on from Curtis Jones? Is this as good as he's going to get? He's going to get the FA Cup replay, of course, against Shrewsbury. So I think probably we hang on to him for a little bit longer there. But that might be the time to sell our Curtis Jones stocks and then put them back into the pot somewhere else. But I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your suggestions. So as I say, head over to the Football Index YouTube channel. make sure that you give me as much advice as possible in the comments below. Particularly if you're already involved on Football Index, you already got an account, please give me as many tricks and tips as you possibly can. But yeah, so far so good. As I say, we're currently up on the all-time £14.74. That's good. Can we get better? Yes, but it's going to be up to you. Okay, that's enough from me on the Football Index update. We're going to move things on and back to the show. It's Nicky from West Ham Fan TV. Have a little chat with Mr. Chris Pajak.
What is West Ham's strength this week, this season?
Strength?
Yeah,
if it rains and we get the game called off, that's the only fucking hope we've got. Honestly, we've got no strength. I mean, I've got our best goalkeepers out, so we can't even fucking, unless we pray for a miracle. Honestly, our best strength at the minute would be prayer. They're our strengths. Prayer.
Prayer and rain.
Prayer and rain. You know, pray for rain. We might.
Okay, we've not got too much time left, but what are your weaknesses?
Fucking playing football.
Yeah, thank you very much to Football Index and, of course, to Nicky Hawkins from West Ham Fan TV. The full version of that will be out on the YouTube channel, so do watch the rest of the Oppo preview. Right, gents, the team. It's probably just going to be this, you know, barring, I mean, Mane's the only one, you know, we're not 100% savvy on where he's up to, Ross.
I don't think he'll play.
Yeah, I mean, in that instance, it's probably just as simple as Origi coming in, but, I mean, look, he was pretty crap against Shrewsbury. Minamino's still getting up to speed. It's whether we feel there's more benefit to getting the game time for Minamino.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Or do we go with the more tried and trusted of Origi?
The problem is, Origi doesn't really get a chance. He got a chance at the weekend, and for me, he didn't take it. Mm-hmm. And I'm still a bit annoyed about it, to be honest, because he just wanted too much time on the ball. You know, if anyone, you know, should see Manny's injured, you should go, you should take that by the scruff of the neck. Watch out, I want this, and he didn't. I'm tempted to, I'd rather put Minamino in. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I know it means you might have to move Bobby about a bit, and I mean, maybe move Salah to the other side, but, you know, we've seen before, they're all quite interchangeable, aren't
they? Wait, what? Move Salah to the other side?
Wait, well, they switch about, don't they? So okay. There's times where Salah, like at Wolves, like Salah.
So put Salah centre forward, you say maybe go.
Yeah, but even at Wolves, he was on the other side for a little bit in the second half, didn't he? Because they swapped over. But I'd rather have Minamino. I think he's worth the risk. I think he's been under criticism, but I think it's harsh and trying to embed into a team, particularly the weekend when he's playing with kids and stuff like
but
that.
The only way he's going to get embedded in the team, Jack, is to play games of football with the team.
I'm going to throw a bit of a spanner in the works and say, why not Curtis Jones? I know me and Ben had a bit of a chat on Twitter last night because I think he's ready, personally. Mm-hmm. I think he's shown when he's been given the chance in the first team this season, he's taken every opportunity. It's like Ross said then, Origi had his opportunity yesterday to show himself. He didn't. Yeah. Curtis Jones did, and he absolutely did yet again. And mm-hmm. he's been incredible for the under-23s. We've got this...
Do you play a 4-2-3-1 then?
Yeah. And Henderson and Genie in the double pivot.
Yeah.
Curtis Jones behind Firmino or Salah or whoever. Mm-hmm. I think it would work.
I wonder that there might be a slight outside of the box type of situation, really, isn't it? Because we don't know. I can't imagine Shaqiri's going to be ready for this one. No. Keita might be, which might make the decision.
Lallana, I've got Lallana on my team. I think if he's fit. I mean, it was supposedly a virus, wasn't it? So I mean, you know, I don't know how long viruses last. I thought he might have been fit for yesterday, but he wasn't. So I'd be hoping that he's in and around. I think that's a good option that you present though, because you could play Genie and Henderson double pivot, and then you could play Minamino behind Firmino, Salah on the right, Jones on the left of the three. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
We've changed things around a couple of times. A few seasons ago, we played that 4-2-2-2 with Oxlade-Chamberlain and you know it more, you know, kind of wide-ish, or maybe a bit more of a 4-4-2. We've got options, but I think if you go 4-3-3, it's probably just as simple as bringing Origi in, because at least he's the next option in that. I think everyone else kind of means we have to switch the system a bit around, because you could just say, again, you can bring Keita into the side, but you're then moving people elsewhere. You may be playing him in more of a 10, or if you bring Jones in, you can play him from the left in a 4-2-3-1 if you want, and then you put in Salah centre-forward, Mane in the 10, And then do you bring move Oxlade-Chamberlain to the right hand side in that? Are we losing a little bit of something for doing that?
You lose rhythm, don't you, in that sense? I suspect that Rigi will start this game, as you just said. I don't think he deserves to, based on his performance yesterday.
The thing is, Jones is more diverse than Rigi as well. So during the game, we know Klopp likes to change things up all the time. And with Jones in there rather than Rigi, he can do that. And now he's seen more of Curtis Jones. I feel as though he's in a position where if he feels like Jones is ready, he can go, go on.
Yeah, I guess that's down to it. It's a one player switch we're likely to make in this situation, isn't it? And then it's just that pecking order. And we'll be interesting to see, because as we say, Origi is just top of the pecking order. He's largely fair sub in an offensive situation. So he probably remains there, but you're right, there's him, there's Minamino, if you're not looking to make drastic changes, because we don't know enough about Minamino and what are the thought processes on where he goes. Because when we bought him, you know, he's played a lot from the right hand side for Salzburg. We know he's played the two starts that he's had for us. He started in the Bobby Firmino kind of false nine situation. He was shuffled about the place when he came on against Wolves. I wouldn't be shocked to see him as the understudy for Mane long term, because Klopp likes inverted wide men, doesn't he? He's a natural right footer. This might be a good chance to do that. But then below that, you say you're talking Adam Lallana is in that equation.
Shaqiri
potentially. Well, I think we've seen from Elliot, I think he gets the FA Cup game, and that's probably the last we see of Harvey Elliott.
He's 16, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
He's
and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that being out of that conversation for now. Keita, when Keita's fit, he plays. Klopp wants him in that team. So, you know, there's a situation where it could be Henderson, Gini, Keita as a midfield three, and then like Ox has been the other choice to go wide. So you just put Oxlade-Chamberlain on the left hand side and keep everything.
Yeah,
same.
We've got options. My gut tells me that Keita won't be like fit. You know, won't be ready for just be thrown in. You know, did he play this fixture last year? I feel like he did, and he played quite well. And he does tend to do well at sides who...
It was when we beat them 4-0 at Anfield.
But I'm pretty sure that he played... Because it was a Monday night, the game last year, wasn't it? And I feel like he did. But he does well against sides.
What the fuck do you remember that?
Because I just do.
Good. Courage of your convictions. Let's say he did.
Went to Pizza Express on a Monday night.
he does do well against sides who, you know, perhaps leave you a little bit of space between the midfield and your attack. So, you know, and he can play those more slide rule passes. But I just don't think at the moment we've seen enough from him to be desperate for him to get back into the side, you know what I mean? Like to be go, oh, well, if Keita's fit, then he starts. You know,
I don't think we feel that way, but I think Klopp does, is the kind of point I'm making. You know, when you're right, it'd be odd for him to go from not playing, you know, given that we're easing Fabinho back in, but also Keita's not been out for a long stretch.
Mm. And he's a very good player.
Yeah, and
he's a very Klopp player.
He's been, more and more this season, he's been more the right side of the three. You know, I think we bought him for the left. I think we bought him to oust Gini Wijnaldum. That's not happened, but he actually was starting to get a little bit of joy from him playing it on the right of a three. And it depends on Lallana's fitness and availability in that regard, because and then whether he steadfastly wants to stick to 4-3-3 or not, because if he does, I think Keita comes back into the midfield, and then you've got the question is, what do you want to do to your front three? Do you want to keep it as close to what we consider the best as possible, and then who's the best option? Is it then Ox, Minamino or Origi? We're saying all this. It's 100% going to be Divock Origi, and it's just going to be the most obvious team
the
possible.
Best bit is, though, it sounds like a problem for us, but imagine David Moyes' office if you haven't seen conversations.
Oh, God,
I need to prepare for this, I need to prepare for that. So he's keeping them guessing.
He's probably on the phone to Tim Cahill, seeing if he can come and have a
round of voice back
game. Yeah. yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. No, it's an interesting one, certainly. Well, if your house and your life was on it, Jack, what team would you be going for here?
I do want to see Curtis Jones in there, but
house is on the line.
If my house is on the line, I'm going with Origi, and I'm going with Keita probably in the midfield. I think, as you say, Klopp just seems to really like Keita, and I think with Keita being available, he didn't come off the bench yesterday. I think I said to you before the weekend, Ox looks like he needs a rest. He was the man bought on first yesterday. I can't see him starting, and I think Origi's just been, when we've needed him in games in the past, he stepped up, hasn't he? And I think this is one where we'll give him the nod. If it doesn't work, we'll take him off with half an hour to go and probably bring Minamino on then. And yeah,
I've got Lallana in midfield and Origi on the left, and that's it.
In the absence of Lallana?
In the absence of Lallana, that's a good question.
I'll put you on the spot, it's fine.
Yeah.
Ross, go on.
Origi and Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Chamberlain.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing about it. This is probably one of those where it is the most obvious team is often what we go for. It depends on what will Southampton's going to be a key figure for this, and maybe we think, because look at Keita was really good in the away game against Southampton last season. You know, he has an important role to play. If he thinks that's the more elite, you know, like we're going to need our best of our best for that game to get across the line, then maybe this is one where Keita comes on. You give Keita 20 minutes at the end of this just to get him back into some form of rhythm, and then he starts the weekend, in which case Oxen Rigi is probably the most, that makes the most obvious sense. Score prediction, what do we think?
3-0.
Well, just get in there. 3-0.
3-1.
2-0.
Yeah, I'll take a 2-0. I'll take a 2-0 on this one. You know, we scored 9 in the last 3 against them. We scored 4 twice prior to the draw last
year. I'm only
year.
Saying we're going to concede one because I've triple captained Allison, so it's just bound to happen.
It's bound to happen.
Did a Carigi hat trick? Even said I don't want him, I think he'll score 3
goals. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's one of those, as I said, the way they're at the moment, I think if we have a strong first half, I want to see us get back to that performance, the Leicester away performance, where we're just ruthless. And I don't think we've been truly ruthless in enough games of football this season. And largely that's because I think we're managing the season better. We're not a team that goes and blows itself out in, you know, 60 minutes, which we were very much at the, you know, under Brendan Rodgers, we were at the start of Klopp's reign. But I look at, this is a good opportunity, with it being the game in hand, it's going to be, everyone's eyes are kind of going to be on this one, particularly because it's almost like the last chance for Liverpool to show a sign of weakness. I think if we can go and put on a display, I think it lays a lot of fears to rest.
Do you think there's an incentive for Mo Salah to step up with Sadio Mane being injured?
100%. I think it's an important game mentally for him, because I think we saw against Wolves whether it was him going, here's my opportunity to catch it, to get a few goals on Mane, and it hampered his overall performance. And maybe this is one of those games where I actually think he plays, but in a 4-2-3-1, when he plays centre forward, he's weirdly more creative at times. I think he actually links up quite well, particularly when Keita's in the side. Yeah. You know, there's been a great little relationship between the two of them. Sure, in the Club World Cup was really good. How he approaches this game is going to be massive, because I think if he does, I'm Mo Salah, it's on me to score all the goals that win the game. If it works, it works. It's great, but I actually would like him to see him play that role a bit more. Like he's the proper main man. Yeah. Not I'm the main man centre forward, I am Liverpool's best player, like Mane does, you know, and just does all the stuff that he was doing against Wolves, where he's stretching them, he's causing them problems, but just lay someone in. but that's fine, you know, it's a fine balance between being a ruthless centre forward and being a creative all round player.
You don't complain about him, do you?
No, exactly. And that's what I mean. It's like, if he finds that he's not scored 2 after half an hour and he's had the chances, lay the next one off, you know, and be the player that, be the hero that Liverpool needs, not the hero that he wants necessarily wants to be.
That's not something that we've really seen developed, because if you think about Burnley at the beginning of the season and that incident that happened there, like, it's not really changed, has it? So is that the message coming from management?
Back yourself and do what you're good. That will be the message. But I think, I don't know what it is, because again, I think back to the Club World Cup, was it the Monterrey game, when he's like, Casey scores, is that, I think that's right, isn't he? Like he has just a great link-up play, and we saw it, very similar situation in the Wolves one that leads to Firmino's goal, but he doesn't pass the ball. Hendo gets the ball because he's dispossessed, and then he plays the through ball. I like the Salah that is the link, that is a link man. When the opportunities present themselves, he'll take them on. But when you've got Salah who's trying to be 4 men and smacking in the top bin, do that when it's 3-0 up.
Yeah.
you know, let's get us get two goals to good, and then you can start trying to be the best player in the world.
Three goals, fine, absolutely.
We've seen two's not enough. Yeah, definitely. anyway, listen, let us know your preferred 11 and the score prediction in the comments below. Go check out my appearance on the Football Index podcast. We'll annotate to that at the end of the video, and there'll be info in the video description underneath. Other than that, thank you very much, gents. Absolute pleasure. I hope you enjoy the game. Make sure you check back post-match for the usual raft of post-match content. Cheers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.